WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. Accumulus Station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Out-of-control wildfires continue to devastate California. The state's famed wine country has been hit hard. At least 17 people have been killed and more than 100 people reported missing in one county.
More than 90,000 customers are without power in California, the majority of those in the northern part of the state. One thing working for firefighters, the wind. The 50-mile-per-hour gusts that helped drive the fires across California's wine country are finally dying down. Further south in Orange County, the Canyon Fire near Disneyland has burned more than 7,500 acres and destroyed more than a dozen buildings. The White House has approved a disaster declaration for California to assist in the response.
Correspondent Omar Jimenez. Accusations continue to mount up against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
For decades, Harvey Weinstein allegedly took advantage of women in Hollywood. That's according to a growing number of people stepping forward to accuse Weinstein of rape, assault, and harassment, including Louisette Geis.
I pulled my arm away, finally, and headed to the door. He started following me and telling me that he could introduce me to Bob Weinstein and that I could get a three-picture deal and that he would greenlight my script.
A Weinstein spokeswoman says the producer denies allegations of rape. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
D.C. police say three men were shot, two of them fatally, at a home in northwest Washington overnight. It happened around midnight at that home on 8th Street Northwest in the busy Georgia Avenue corridor. Two of the shooting victims died at the scene. The third is now hospitalized. As Metro prepares to put together another painful budget, it's trying to figure out what's contributing to a steep decline in ridership.
Part of the problem, at least according to Metro, is that transit ridership is down nationwide.
Things have improved economically and people are returning to their automobiles.
But Metro has its own challenges, says Paul Lewis at the Eno Center for Transportation. For one, Fridays are seeing a huge drop-off in riders. It's according to documents released ahead of this week's Board of Directors meeting.
And a lot of that is coming from the federal government that does allow workers to telecommute.
Lewis says Metro needs some big ideas. One of them could be overhauling its bus map for the first time in decades.
Encouraging new riders not only to use the bus system, but perhaps better feed into the rail system.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The National Park Service says a laser treatment has successfully removed a biofilm that has darkened the dome of the Jefferson Memorial. That successful test clears the way for the entire monument to be cleaned using those lasers, says spokesman Mike Litterst.
We can use the lasers, we can get rid of the biofilm without having to worry about using harmful chemicals or worry about chemical runoff going into the tidal basin, those sorts of things.
Previously, chemicals have been used in an attempt to remove that biofilm. Are you wondering where fall is? Especially all of those beautiful colors we've come to expect right now. Well, don't lose hope.
It's hard to think about fall when all you feel is summer. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
It's warm here as well. Our average high is 71. Average low is typically in the low 50s.
But temperatures have been in the 80s lately, and that's not a great thing for the changing of the leaves in the D.C. area. But Thibodeau says just give it some more time.
You really need the cool nights contrasted with the warm or the mild afternoons, at least, to get that chemical going in the leaves, that natural chemical enzyme that gets the colors to change.
That just might not happen until the end of October. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's coming to Reston this weekend to campaign with Democratic candidate for Governor Ralph Northam. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence will also be in Virginia the same day, appearing with Republican Ed Gillespie in Southwest Virginia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,831, the NASDAQ at 65,87. Sports game four between the Nationals and Cubs now set for this afternoon in Chicago after yesterday's rainout. ALDS, Indians-Yankees. Game 5 is tonight. The Caps host Pittsburgh tonight. The Wizards are in Miami for a preseason game. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaiser, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. We're off to a heavy start. Unfortunately, now with the stop and go, we now have a crash as you come southbound after Route 85 as you approach Route 80 or Urbana. 355 have some heavy volume as well as you push south into Hyattstown. Once you get beyond this activity and past the exit for 109, still wide open, Clarksburg, off and on down to the lane divide. Now, once you get to the Beltway, outer loop at River Road, they're trying to clear the crash from the left lane, so we have a little bit of activity there. Virginia Beltway, you've been off to a nice quiet start, so no problems there. Crabs Branch Way near Shady Grove Road with a broken down truck, possibly a fuel spill, so they have shut that off with Crabs Branch Way in that stretch. 66, no drama, just the volume here, Manassas in towards Centerville. Then you're good for the Beltway. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances with us this morning. Nice batch of rainfall to our south, heading on off to the east, but still a few showers around and maybe even a thunderstorm today. Cloudy otherwise, 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Arlington, 70 in La Plata, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. U.S. bombers conduct drills off both coasts of the Korean Peninsula. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It's Wednesday morning. Joining us later this hour at 6:35, Cal Thomas. High Energy Cal will be with us. We'll discuss Roger Goodell in the NFL and the anthem fight. We'll get his take on Mr. Weinstein. At 7:05, Newt Gingrich is joining us. At 7:35, Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo. At 8:05, Lee Smith with the Weekly Standard. And at 8:35, James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. A very full show. I'm Mary Walton with Vince Colonnese. Morning, Vince.
Well, good morning. There's a lot going on in the Harvey Weinstein case, and we'll get you up to speed on it here. After all these sexual harassment allegations come out from the New York Times, that there's many settlements set against Harvey Weinstein, there's sort of an amazing new piece of audio, too, that I'd like to share with you if you haven't heard it yet. This is all part of a big piece that Ronan Farrow wrote for The New Yorker yesterday, in which he talks about he has three women who claim rape from Harvey Weinstein. So this has gone beyond the Hollywood mogul simply exposing himself, which was already horrible enough, and insisting that these young actresses watch him shower, all of the various things that we've heard about him, now moving into categories of sexual assault and rape, which are incredible. He's denying the anonymous allegations, and also he apparently is off to Europe now for sex rehab, we're finding out. So there's all sorts of things going on in his life, but I want you to hear this audio. This is, you know, one of the more stomach-turning things you're going to hear from her, and this is him talking to a young model. Listen to this.
Right now,
what do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. I'm
not embarrassing you. I'm sorry. I
no,
cannot. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me.
I
need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing.
I don't want
thing, please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
Sit with me. I
promise.
Don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
No,
I ask you. Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
Honey, don't have a fight with me in the hall. Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now, and 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touched my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me. No. Fine. Never call me again. Okay? Sorry. I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much.
The guy's coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
And that's it. That's the audio. What an aggressive creep. Holy cow. You'll notice in there, and one of the important, the most important part, I think, of that audio is that he admits to forcibly grabbing her chest the day before, despite the fact that that was an unwelcome advance. So she made it clear there, and he said he wouldn't do it again.
He also said, if you embarrass me in this hotel, you'll never see me again. You'll never hear from me again.
Talked about how famous he is and like, don't embarrass me in this hotel. Her name, by the way, the model, is Ambra Batilana Gutierrez, and that was, the reason there's audio of that was a sting set up by the police at the time.
Oh,
yeah, so... And apparently the district attorney had this in New York and they never pursued it. So there's just sort of amazing things here. That's in 2015, that audio. But that audio just came out. So let's move along here. There's other things here. Mira Savino has come out and confirmed that Harvey Weinstein harassed as well. Here, listen to this.
I think it's high time that this came out. Within an hour or so, I have more to say on it in a publication that's on the record. I can't really talk about it right now because it hasn't broken yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a travesty that this sort of behavior is normalized and accepted for decades in this industry. And I am very pleased that this is all coming to light. You know, these are very bad things that he did. And, you know, he has a lot of strengths. A lot of people admire him, including myself, for many of his talents. But this is not the way that men can act towards women anymore in this country. It is just not. And so the more all these cases come to light, and the more...
That's Mira Savino. Additionally, you've got Gwyneth Paltrow now coming out, Angelina Jolie now coming out, alleging sexual harassment on his part. So Harvey Weinstein being accused in all directions. The dam is breaking here. But, you know, remember just a couple years ago, you know, this in Hollywood, it seems like they keep saying it was an open secret. It was so open, in fact, that they were openly flaunting it in jokes to the American public about it. Let's go back to 2013. This is Seth MacFarlane hosting the Oscars. Listen to this joke.
Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Nice of Hollywood to laugh about that. And then here's a 30 Rock with another version of this.
Don't do it, J-Mo. You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions. Out of 5.
Yeah. Out of 5. Hmm. There you go. And then let's go check in with Tucker from last night. Tucker Carlson was talking about this. And Harvey Weinstein, of course, millions of dollars both donated and bundled for the Democratic Party. So, of course, Democrats are being asked, how do you respond to all of this? Hillary Clinton and the Obamas yesterday finally releasing statements after days of scrutiny here. Here's Tucker on all of that.
Harvey Weinstein isn't just a movie producer. He's a political figure on the left, a major donor to the Democratic Party, a personal friend to countless liberal activists and politicians, all of which helps explain why the reaction from self-described defenders of women has been so muted. For the days after the story broke, Democrats in Hollywood and Washington seemed to freeze, unsure of what to say, hoping the whole thing would just die down and go away. It hasn't. Those actors who lecture you from the Oscar podium every year about their virtue and your lack of it, suddenly silent. Hillary Clinton traveling on a book tour whose whole purpose is to call out sexism in American society, She said not a single word about her old friend Harvey Weinstein for 5 full days. The truth is, Weinstein could never have gotten away with any of this without enablers like Hillary Clinton and the rest of the so-called creative community in Hollywood. They knew about his behavior. It was common knowledge in that world.
So what should be done with all this money? There's Democrats who are now giving the money to women's charities. Chuck Schumer, at least 6 other Democrats have now said they'll send Weinstein's donations to women's charities. The DNC offering over $30,000 to groups that help Democratic women specifically win elections. Now this money's being repurposed for liberal causes. What do you think should be done? What should Democrats do with the money? Should they send it back to Harvey Weinstein? Where should it go? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It's 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Commuters out of Frederick off to a slow start to 70. We have a crash between 85 and Monocacy. But before you get to Route 80 Urbana, crews at the scene tell me they've contained it to the shoulder. But nonetheless, it's very heavy there without little break, really, continuing beyond Urbana down toward the exit passing 109. So just be ready for that. Once you hit the lane divide, you're slow heading onto the Beltway, heading in toward Virginia. The crash, outer loop after River Road, was along the left side. And if you're coming around the Beltway out of Bethesda, watch for those brake lights just after Old Georgetown Road. Don't want to get caught off guard with that. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, good morning, Route 50. You're in great shape to the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, nice and quiet. Right now, great time to get across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge without delay either direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today's going to be kind of a dreary day. Cloudy, occasional showers, thunder possible, high near 75 tonight. Rain early, it's going to remain cloudy. You'll have showers overnight, again, thunder possible, low about 65. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 66. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 74 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
All right, we're talking about the latest in the Harvey Weinstein saga again. He's off to Europe for sex rehab because it's a disease, Mary, and he just needs to get it fixed.
Didn't Roman Polanski also jet off to Europe to get treatment and never come back?
Harvey Weinstein, see if he tries to escape.
The New York Post is saying that if these allegations in this story of that ran in the New Yorker are true, he could be facing charges.
Well, yeah, a couple rape allegations,
yeah.
You would think.
A lot of them, because rape has no statute of limitations on it. Here's my thing when it comes to the money. Everyone's calling on Hillary Clinton, oh, are you going to donate the money back? And I think University of Southern California, USC got some money from them. Oh, they're going to give that back. Why? Why are you going to give that back? First of all, if Harvey Weinstein made a donation to your political campaign 20 years ago, the money's gone. The money's gone. So to say that you should have to pay it back, I think it's just ridiculous. Listen, the Clintons have a gazillion dollars. They can absolutely afford to pay it back. But all this is because, as you said, these groups, because they're mostly liberal, they're Democrats, all they're doing is taking the money and to make themselves look good or somehow perform some kind of weird mea culpa that we're not associated with this guy, they're just donating it to liberal causes. They're just laundering the money, basically. They're just the middleman here. I don't understand it. I don't think you somehow absolve yourself of something. I don't know what there is to absolve yourself for. You took money from Harvey Weinstein. If you knew at the time that he was this type of person and you chose to accept it, well, that's on you. Bottom line, you accepted it at the time you knew it. Giving it away doesn't change that. If you truly didn't know, if you're like University of Southern California or some organization, well, and you took the money, keep it. I don't have a problem with that. This idea that you have to return the money or send it to some other liberal organization because then it's somehow less dirty, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's not, you know, and the question, one of the questions here is, like, it's not like he's Mr. Rogers who all of a sudden becomes a monster. I mean, this is not, you know, if this was such an open secret in Hollywood, it was an open secret among the political elite as well, who fancy themselves a part of that, the part of that sphere. There's no way you've got high-powered politicians who aren't aware of the untoward details here about Harvey Weinstein if all of Hollywood's tongues are wagging about that very issue. So, again, I mean, it's not like you can plead ignorance here. It turns out everyone sort of knew, apparently, and now the public is finally getting exposed to it.
So my point is, though, giving that money away doesn't absolve you of any wrongdoing if you knew and you took the money anyway. And if you knew and you took the money anyway with a clear conscience, giving it away ain't going to change anything either. So I think this entire thing is just an exercise in, I don't know, public flagellation, and I think it's ridiculous.
So what do you think should be done? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Christine here in Waldorf, kicking us off this morning. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good. So what are your thoughts?
There's so much to say on this subject. I don't even know where to begin.
That's how I feel. Go ahead.
First, the women in Hollywood complain that it's normalized. Well, the reason it is because they keep their mouth shut when it happens to them. So I think that they're culpable in what he did. They enabled him and allowed him to do it. Also, I think that if they want to give the money back, and they're so just distraught over it, give it to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, there you go. Give it to a non-political organization.
The DNC said they were going to give it away, and one of the places was to Planned Parenthood, which would in turn turn around and give it back to the DNC. So...
yeah, there you go.
Good point.
Yeah, ill-gotten gains. Why don't you go, you know what we should do with this money? Let's abort a bunch of children. That's a good way to use this cash. Unbelievable. Christine, thank you very much. Woody in Alexandria this morning, you're up next here, sir. Good morning.
Hey, thanks. Vince, did you hear Mira Sorvino's quote? She couldn't make a comment because she had an article appearing in an hour. Did she sell the story? Did her agent set this up? Are they all just coming forward now because they got to get their name in the news? Who's heard of Mira Sorvino in the last decade?
Right.
So I'm not saying it's right, but this is standard operating procedure in Hollywood. The fact that this is offending anybody is just more of their hypocrisy.
Woody, what you're tapping into, too, is this is in many ways not just an indictment of Harvey Weinstein. It's an indictment of Hollywood broadly. All the silence over this for many years, all of the sort of going along to get along going on over the years, all of the, you know, all of the talking about women's rights and protecting women. I mean, the assumption here is that if any number of women had gone through it, and by the way, there was enough people who were already talking about they were experiencing it, why did you leave the door open for it to happen to many other people? Like, I guess the concept is, like, at some point, the dam should have broken a lot earlier, and we're only finding out about it decades later. More from you in a moment. 622 on WMAL.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore-Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window. Or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here,
You're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with Sedation Dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It is now 6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Virginia. A little bit of a change here on 395. Had the single vehicle crash that had been over to the shoulder for quite a while at King Street, but now with the tow truck there for safety issues too, VDOT crews have blocked the right lane. So you see the arrow board, 395 north as you come up to King Street, stay to the left. Once you get through there, still great shape through Shirlington then to the 14th Street Bridge, 66 in Manassas, Centerville, heavy. Loudoun County, boy, crews are working with a serious crash in Hamilton, Virginia. Involves a tractor trailer and it closes Business Route 7, essentially from 704, which is Hamilton Station Road, to Route 9, Charlestown Pike. So you need to stick with Route 7 and avoid Business 7. On the Maryland Beltway, coming off of the 270 spur and coming around from before Old Georgetown Road, jammed to get past the crash at River Road, which had been along the left side. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The summertime warmth gets pecked away at a little bit as we head through this hump day. Clouds in, some showers around, maybe even a few thunderstorms. Steadier batch of rain to our south. Today's high 75 after a high of 86 yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
Okay, so a pair of statements coming out yesterday from Hillary Clinton and the Obama couple. Listen to this. Hillary Clinton saying the behavior described by the women cannot be tolerated. Coming forward cannot be tolerated. Their courage and the support of others is critical in helping to stop this kind of behavior. So you got Hillary Clinton speaking out independently. The Obamas came out as a couple and did this. So all I'm saying is Bill Clinton did not join in. Michelle and I have been disgusted by the recent reports about Harvey Weinstein, the former president said. Quote, any man who demeans and degrades women in such fashion needs to be condemned and held accountable regardless of wealth or status. We should celebrate the courage of women, they went on. But let's do a flashback. This is November of 2013, Michelle Obama talking about Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey, he is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse.
They certainly felt that way recently. Malia Obama just finished up an internship with Harvey Weinstein a couple months ago.
Well, I'm sure. Do you think they would let her intern if they knew what was going on? I don't think so.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, so I got to believe that they did not know. That's just what I have to believe. 627 on WMAL.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
People all across the country are making thousands and thousands a month flipping houses. Why not you? Hi, I'm Dean Cain, actor, director, and real estate investor, and I have to tell you about this amazing opportunity you just can't afford to miss. The National Real Estate Network is offering a free CD called The Network Formula, where you can see for yourself the house flipping system that has taken the nation by storm. Who would have thought creating a network of thousands of investors working together to find, fund, and flip properties for profit was so simple? Plus, learn how to get their new, groundbreaking, tax lien investing Investing Kit for free that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So, if you're ready to start making money flipping houses, call now to get your free CD.
Call 1-800-436-2918 now to get your free CD. Call 800-436-2918 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a government auction list of properties for sale nationwide. Call 800-436-2918 now.
Coming up on WMAL, it is Cal Thomas. High Energy Cal will be joining us, and we'll talk to him about Roger Goodell and the NFL and what's going on with the anthem. Looks like they're going to cave. And also, we'll get his take on Harvey Weinstein. Cal always has some words of wisdom. That's next at 6:30 WMAL News right now.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. California firefighters continue to fight more than a dozen wildfires that are still burning out of control.
We have over 17 large fires across California. In the last 24 hours, burning over 115,000 acres.
Cal Fire Chief Ken Pemlot says some 2,000 homes and businesses have been reduced to ashes. Governor Jerry Brown asked President Trump for a disaster declaration.
The federal government will stand with the people of California, and we will be there for you in this time of terrible tragedy and need.
I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
D.C. police are investigating a triple shooting overnight. Two men are dead. A third is in the hospital. It all happened at a home on 8th Street Northwest around midnight. Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein seems to have at least one defender. Amid the charges of sexual harassment and rape, Lindsay Lohan defends Weinstein on Instagram.
I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. We've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So stand up.
Several women have leveled accusations of sexual misconduct against Weinstein, who's been fired by the company he co-founded. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe took $57,000 in campaign contributions from Harvey Weinstein in 2013. Now a spokesman says the governor plans to donate an equivalent amount to a Virginia organization that fights sexual assault. Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart, who was defeated for the Republican nomination for governor by Ed Gillespie, may now be preparing to endorse Gillespie, so reports the Washington Post. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,831. The Nasdaq at 65,87. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. Game 4, Nationals Cubs this afternoon at Wrigley Field after yesterday's rainout. Game 5 between the Indians and Yankees is tonight. NHL, the Caps take on Pittsburgh tonight. NBA preseason, the Wizards are in Miami. And the U.S. men's soccer team fails to qualify for the 2018 World Cup, losing to Trinidad and Tobago. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaser, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
John F. Kennedy was one of the most beloved presidents in American history. During his election campaign and early presidency, he allowed photographer Jacques Lowe extraordinary access to document his family's public and private lives. Mr. Lowe was able to capture over 40,000 personal and behind-the-scenes images from Kennedy's rise to power to intimate scenes of the family at home. Tragically, all but 10 of Lowe's remarkable photographs were destroyed in the attacks of 9/11. But Jacques Lowe had kept the contact sheets elsewhere, and they at least were safe. Not long ago, experts at the museum, working closely with the Lowe estate, painstakingly restored 80 of these precious images. And now you can see these rare glimpses of history in a special exhibit called Creating Camelot. The Kennedy Photography of Jacques Lowe. Now through January 7th, only at the museum.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job. So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And?
Always look and act professional.
And?
Be super careful inside the home.
And?
Work quickly, because the customer has lots of other things to do today.
And?
Be happy and pleasant no matter what.
And?
Try to get there exactly when the customer was hoping you'd arrive.
That's a tough one. Traffic doesn't always flow our way. Tom, you're gonna do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
We come when it's convenient for you. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there. Like you said, we're here to make you happy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland to 70 as you approach and pass Route 80, Urbana and 109 with the stop and go. And again, we're going to start to see some slowdowns this time of the morning in Germantown and Rockville. Now this delay as you head south continues onto the 270 spur, onto the merge with the Beltway near River Road. We had the crash. It was along the left side. Also giving us delays coming around the Beltway out of Bethesda now as you approach 270 and pass Old Georgetown Road. So be ready for that. A little bit unusual there. On the top side, we have our normal backups from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Getting down to the Beltway, 95, 29, BW Parkway. Nothing out of the usual there. On Virginia's 395, we still have the lane blocked if you're trying to get through Landmark. Had a single car crash over at King Street, 395 northbound, and now the right lane blocked now that the tow truck's there. So hopefully that'll be cleared momentarily. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers sneak into town, maybe a thunderstorm today, cloudy otherwise, and 75. Tonight, 65, occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and slight chance of a shower tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 66, upper 60s, cloudy Friday. I'm Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Haymarket, 71 in Silver Spring, 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:05, we'll be joined by former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. 7:35, Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo, going to break down the new paper balloting returning to Virginia. 8:05, Lee Smith from the Weekly Standard. He's got a great report on Hollywood, journalism, and that toxic mix and how they've known all along about Harvey Weinstein. And then at 8:35, James O'Keefe, speaking of going after journalism. He does it regularly, and he'll join us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonna is here with Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now, high energy Cal Thomas. Cal, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You got all these quality people on there, and now me, and it's just another example of how standards are falling everywhere.
No, it's like a baseball lineup. You got to lead with a good bat, and Cal's here.
Oh, boy, I hope we do that with Trey Turner today. He hadn't gotten a hit yet.
No, we need that, yes.
Well, let's talk about sports. Let's go to the NFL, though, and let's talk about Roger Goodell, who wrote a letter yesterday to all 32 league owners regarding the protest during the national anthem. It sounds like Roger Goodell is going to put his foot down finally and say no more of the anthem protests.
Well, it's about time. I mean, he's kind of like some of these Hollywood types who are finally coming out against Harvey Weinstein. I know we're going to get to that in a minute. But look, they had a rule book. They have a rule book at the NFL, and it's very specific on players standing for the national anthem, facing the flag. It even says you're to hold your helmets in your left hand and demonstrate respect. Those rules have been violated for for weeks now, and the NFL has done absolutely nothing about it. Good for Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. I don't say that very much about the Dallas Cowboys, anything good, but he just said, look, if you don't stand, you don't play. I think the message is getting around, and also the message is getting around more powerfully because the ratings are down. Monday Night Football had, I think, their lowest rating in years, and people aren't watching and are going to the games. You know, these things are habit forming. You buy into your team, you buy the gear, you go to the games, you pay for the overpriced beer and hot dogs, and if they start insulting you in Middle America and the flag and patriotism and your country, despite what they say, you're going to lose the habit and do something else.
You know, don't you think one of the most offensive things here is that the NFL has spent so long wrapping itself in the flag, making itself one of the quintessential American sports, saying that it represents all things America, and then the very performers who are supposed to go on stage for us get down there and they all take a knee on the American flag. Isn't that like one of the worst parts of this?
It is, Vince. And, you know, again, just like some of the politicians, they forget flyover country. They live in their little bubbles in New York or Los Angeles. They hang out with their rich and famous friends. They don't really connect with the people who pay the bills. And somebody said to me, I was on a show the other day, and they said, well, how about the First Amendment rights to protest? I said, sure. They could lie face down on the field if they want during the national anthem. Perfectly right to do it. But I also have my own rights. I have the right not to watch. I have the right not to buy a ticket. I have a right not to pay for the concessions and the overpriced parking. That's my right, too. And millions of Americans are exercising their rights, and that's what's got Roger Goodell and the NFL concerned.
I want to see if you can answer this question for me. I feel a lot of people, I don't think, can have clarity on it, but why is it that these guys seem more concerned, as you said, with the opinions of their rich and famous friends rather than the market forces, that they could stand to actually, you know, make a lot more money if they didn't tick off their entire audience?
Well, everybody likes to be liked, Vince. I mean, you know, this is why we have ratings and radio and television. You want people to tune in. You don't want to be insulted all the time. And you have your circle of friends. I think one of the Murdoch boys, one of Rupert Murdoch's sons, I can't remember which one, was quoted by Variety once is saying that he was embarrassed being among his friends who are always knocking him for his association with Fox News. They're liberals, of course, and they're secularists, and they don't like anything that's conservative, and so it makes him feel uncomfortable. This is the attitude. I mean, you're surrounded by the White Wine and Brie set in the Cleveland Park here in D.C., Upper East Side in New York, Beverly Hills in California, and you want to be liked by your friends, so you try not to do anything that will make them dislike you.
Yeah, when liberalism's your religion, I guess this is how you do your tithing.
That's right.
Okay. Well, interesting. Well, let's move on to some other issues here. Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein. Why don't I just say the name Harvey Weinstein and then say, Cal Thomas, go.
Yeah, well, it's been a joke. He's taken off in a private plane for rehab in Europe. I think he should have taken Bill Clinton with him. I think that would have been helpful. Here's Hillary putting out a statement trashing Harvey Weinstein after all these wonderful things she said about him over the years. She never put out a statement on Bill, of course, who did some of the same things that Harvey is alleged to have done and probably did, given all the evidence and the people who are now on the record saying it. But she now puts out a statement about Weinstein. And all these people who are now coming forward, Angelina Jolie and Gwyneth Paltrow and these other stars, where were they before? This stuff's been going on for years. Everybody knew about it. Here's Lindsay Lohan today. Now, there's somebody we haven't heard from in a while. Speaking from her home in Dubai. Dubai? What is she doing in Dubai? She said she says that people should stand by Harvey and that his wife, who has now announced she's going to file for divorce, gee, I wonder what the grounds will be, she should stand by her. Well, now, wait a minute. This takes us back to the 60 Minutes interview with Hillary Clinton saying that she's not going to be a Tammy Wynette stand by your man type. You can't make this kind of stuff up, guys.
Well, maybe Lindsay Lohan's just really good at assimilating into the culture she arrives in. She's in Dubai now, so it's kind of okay. I mean, sexual harassment, whatever. Remember she picked up an accent for no reason a couple years ago?
Yeah, I'm not sure she really knows she's in Dubai after all those drugs she took.
Harvey, we were just discussing the calls to return the money that all these organizations, whether they're politicians or a college, should return, quote unquote, return the money that Harvey Weinstein has donated to them over the decades. What do you think about that?
That's not going to happen. I don't know of anybody who has done it. I'd be asking a politician to give money back, whether it be to taxpayers or or a donor is like asking a kleptomaniac to give back what he just stole from the local convenience store. Isn't going
to
happen.
But where are they going to give it? Where would you give it to? That's my question. Where do you give it to? The Democrats are going to donate it to liberal organizations, which is really not doing anything. I just don't understand what you do with the money.
You're right. They're going to give it to liberal organizations like Planned Parenthood and maybe the ACLU and others. It's basically the same thing. All the money's fungible. They're all in this together. It doesn't matter if you give it back to a donor or a organization or an activist group that the donor would otherwise have contributed to. It's all the same thing.
Well, when we get rocked by cultural events, we like to be rocked by your analysis, and you did it yet again. Thank you, Cal Thomas.
Well, bless you guys, and Mary, I want to talk to you later about the spoon and the cat food.
Oh, man, that's a tease.
I need to stay off my Facebook page.
Her Facebook page is some of the best reading in Washington, let me tell you.
All right, everyone's got some homework now. Thanks, Cal.
Bye.
6:44 here on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs. Feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It's 6:45. Time to check the roadways. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. In Virginia, no change yet in the landmark area as you push northbound 395 and approaching King Street. You still have the right lane blocked. Tow truck is trying to get that single vehicle up on the tow, but they've been there quite a while. So 395 North King Street, you're going to lose that right lane still. VDOT truck is there with the arrow board set up. Also, it looks like we're going to need a tow truck on New York Avenue in the middle of the road. There's a broken down inbound New York Avenue after Florida Avenue for the stalled. Around the Beltway we go. Now, heading to the Wilson Bridge, that time of the morning, we start to build that stop and go backing near St. Barnabas Road, topside through Silver Spring out of College Park. But then there's one more set of delays. Outer loop. We had the earlier accident after River Road, so it still keeps the pressure on that stretch out of Bethesda and off at 270, pushing through the Rockville area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Do have a bit of rain in the forecast, a steady batch of rain to our south of the line from about Charlottesville to St. Charles to Salisbury this morning. But still a few showers sneak into town, maybe a thunderstorm today, cloudy otherwise, and we're down a little from yesterday's steamy 86. 75. Tonight, 65. Occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Then slight chance of a shower tomorrow. Cloudy, breezy, 66. Upper 60s, cloudy Friday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 6:47. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
This Saturday from 11 to 3, Potomac Petals and Plants celebrates its fall festival. Bring the entire family out for a day of face painting, pumpkin decorations, train rides, animals, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
I know the left calls me a wing nut or a knuckle-dragging conservative, and you know what? I say, that's all right, bring it on. I'm 100% pro-life. I fought Planned Parenthood, and we stopped the sale of baby body parts. Thank God.
Stop the sale of baby body parts. You hear that? Did that evoke in you a negative reaction? Did you feel the anger welling up inside you when Marsha Blackburn uttered those words? Well, that's apparently justification enough. If you did, that's justification enough in Twitter's eyes to ban your ad from being purchased on Twitter. So remember, we were kind of telling you about how Representative Marsha Blackburn's Senate campaign now to replace Bob Corker, in the Senate, she announces this campaign. She runs an ad. It's a couple minutes long. She advertises on Twitter, and in it, she mentions that she worked to stop the sale of baby body parts because they investigated these videos that had come out revealing that you had abortion providers who may or may not have been basically selling off fetal body parts, and this was considered obviously a big deal. So she, as a member of Congress, launches an investigation and tries to get to the bottom of it. And she's proud of the fact that she did that. Well, Twitter had stopped her from advertising. And what ended up happening now is Twitter, because of all of the national response, has changed its position here on her ad particularly. They've released a statement reading the following. Our ads policies strive to balance protecting our users from potential distressing content while allowing our advertisers to communicate their messages. Nowhere is this more difficult than in the realm of political advertising and the highly charged issues that are often addressed therein. After further review, we have made the decision to allow the content in question from Representative Blackburn's campaign ad to be promoted on our ads platform. While we initially determined that a small portion of the video used potentially inflammatory language, after reconsidering the ad in the context of the entire message, we believe there is room to refine our policies around these issues. Oh, that's nice of them.
How about they treat their users like adults and not edit out anything that's quote-unquote distressing?
Yeah, well, words physically hurt people now, Mary. 650 on WMAL.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Hi, Mary. Good morning. Futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. The Dow is coming off a record high yesterday. Markets are mixed in Europe and in Asia, but Japan's Nikkei closed at a 21-year high. Crude oil is higher, above $51 a barrel right now. Wildfires still rage in Northern California this morning. Wineries impacted include Stag's Leap, Opus One, Hess
Joseph Phelps, some of the biggest names. The fires have killed 17 people. President Trump will give a speech in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania tonight to highlight tax cuts. He'll speak about 1,000 workers. Most of them are truckers. Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, has reportedly been dispatched to Washington as big tech companies face possible new regulation. Vintage Books says fans want that new 50 Shades of Grey book, so the Penguin Random House imprint will deliver. It'll come out right after Thanksgiving. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Are you buying or selling your home and want to put more money in your pocket? That's easy. Just reduce your agent's commission. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service listing makes more money for our clients, over $10 million so far. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com, and you too can make more money with Wilson. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's 6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, and here's Jimmy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, looks like the broken down car on 395 King Street has finally been towed away, so we get the right lane back again. But as you come off the Beltway, we do have the stop and go to be ready for that. Once you get past King Street through Shirlington, good pace, heading toward the Pentagon 14th Street Bridge. Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, you're okay out of Virginia, out of Maryland. Our delays back near St. Barnabas Road. Coming off of 270 and on to the Beltway, delays essentially begin overall on 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, and then as you approach Germantown onto the spur. Earlier crash had been out of Loop near River Road. That's now gone. A quick note again, just to remind you, in Loudoun County, if you didn't hear, in Hamilton, Virginia, serious crash involved a tractor trailer, closes Business Route 7 between 704 and Route 9. So stick with Route 7 and avoid Business 7. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances with us this morning. Nice batch of rainfall to our south, heading on off to the east, but still a few showers around and maybe even a thunderstorm today. Cloudy otherwise, 75 degrees. So we did come down a little bit from yesterday's high, which was 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEra Energy.
All right, so you've got a DC Southwest waterfront being developed here, and now yesterday Mayor Muriel Bowser and others were celebrating a new water taxi that is going to, it's a service that'll connect this development in and Southwest, on the Southwest waterfront, the Wharf is what it's called. You may have heard about it half a million times, with Georgetown as well as Old Town Alexandria. And next spring, it's going to add a stop with National Harbor. And I know that some people do use these ferry services that connect, like Old Town and Georgetown and National Harbor and let's see, where else are they connecting? So those three places, I think, specifically. And you can drive down to the end of King Street in Old Town, for instance, and jump aboard these boats to be able to take you there. I don't know how many people, I don't have a lot of friends that use it as like maybe a commuter option or something. It seems like the prices are still too high to do something like that, in order to do a trip like that. It sounds like it's about $20 round trip right now on this Wharf water taxi. The 25-minute cruises to Washington Harbor in Georgetown will run about every 2 to 3 hours. So, and then the cruises to Alexandria's Cameron Street dock will also be about 25 minutes. It'll run about every 80 minutes. So a round trip, again, a round trip ticket is going to cost about $20. And service hours will vary depending on the destination.
I have to tell you, if we're $20 in exchange for sitting in traffic, I'll take it.
Yeah.
$20 round
trip. Is that
trip?
Worth it to
That's
you?
That's round trip. That's $10 each way. And it's a 25-minute trip. as opposed to sitting in traffic, you get to sleep later. Well, and I'm sure if they're smart, they'll probably do something like a regular commuter discount type thing if you buy a year package or a 3-month package or something along those. $10 each way is a bargain.
Yeah, that wharf is 3.2 million square feet of residential, hotel, office, and cultural space. There's a lot going on there. Here's Mayor Bowser talking about the Potomac River.
This part of the Potomac River is finally realizing its potential.
And she's also saying, again, that this actually could be used for commuters.
Eventually, we're going to see the service could offer commuter relief.
I mean, it would be nice to get to a point, I think, where you do have people using the option pretty regularly at a much more affordable price with much more extensive service delivering people to and from work into D.C.
Yeah, they would have to have hours, especially around commuting times, where they ran more frequently. But, I mean, think, how much does it cost you to park when you go to work? Easily, it's probably, if you add it all up.
I imagine people, if you get a monthly parking space in D.C., you're probably paying at least $250 around there
right.
a month.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how much parking costs or will cost for these areas to park to take the ferry if they want to make it into a commuter type thing, even though I'm having it be a regular commuter thing. But if it saves me time, there's a lot of people who will pay if it saves them time.
Yeah. Check out those express lane prices. They tell you the whole story. All right. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Newt Gingrich will be joining us coming up at 7:05. You don't want to miss that.
And then a former president thinks that he can help solve the North Korean crisis. You'll be very excited to find out who that person is. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.